Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
is the 5 p.m. Newsline. Immigration services at Soekarno-Hatta International Airport have entered the world's top 10 rankings according to Skytrax. This prestigious achievement was announced during the World Airport Awards 2026 in London, United Kingdom. Acting Director General of Immigration Yuli Yusman expressed gratitude for the accomplishment, which he described as highly commendable. The global assessment was based on surveys of service users from 100 nationalities between August 2025 and February 2026. United States Ambassador to Indonesia Peter Heyman said Eid al-Fitr is an important moment to reflect on the values of faith, especially togetherness with family and mutual forgiveness, that this is the moment to strengthen relationships among people. Meanwhile, Kazakhstan Ambassador to Indonesia Sherzan Abdikarimov said Eid al-Fitr is an important moment to spread happiness, particularly in strengthening togetherness among communities. According to him, the celebration of Eid al-Fitr can bring blessings and joy to all people, while also strengthening brotherhood and reinforcing the spirit of unity. Indonesia is positioning palm oil byproducts as a sustainable energy solution, highlighting their potential at the International Biomass Expo in Tokyo, Japan on March 19, 2026. The country's pavilion introduced innovations such as palm kernel shells, empty fruit baskets, and palm trunks as renewable biomass resources, underscoring Indonesia's commitment to cleaner energy transitions. Indonesia's ambassador to Japan, Kartini Sujahrir, said the pavilion demonstrates Indonesia's determination to support global energy transition goals. Indonesia is set to host its biggest artificial intelligence-ready data center following the announcement of Singapore's Digital Edges of a $665 million green financing package to fund the project. The financing will support the first phase of the hyperscale CGK campus in Bekasi's Greenland International Industrial Center, West Java. Once completed, the facility is expected to deliver up to 500 megawatts of capacity, strengthening the country's digital ecosystem and positioning Indonesia as a regional hub for advanced computing. Indonesia's immigration services at Soekarno-Hatta International Airport in Tangerang, Banten have once again secured a place among the world's top 10 according to the 2026 Skytrax rankings. Skytrax, the London-based aviation agency, announced on Wednesday that Soekarno-Hatta's immigration unit met high standards across multiple categories in the world's best airport immigration services. These included arrival and departure processing, border control efficiency, waiting times, queue management, priority lanes, e-gate technology, and staff professionalism. That was the 5 p.m. newsline from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Cepat berlalu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Purba Valley, located in Situ Gunung Sukabumi, is an attractive tourist destination and offers amazing natural beauty. Visiting it, you will be invited to explore an exotic forest area by witnessing the magnificent waterfall in a green valley. According to reports, the origin of the naming of Purba, which means ancient in English, comes from the valley area which is surrounded by ancient trees that have existed for thousands of years. Explore Rembah Purba or Purba Valley, you should be accompanied by a guide who will not only show you the way, but also explain the various types of plants that exist in the area of Situ Gunung Sukabumi as well. You have to take a journey that takes approximately 1 hour from the main gate of Situ Gunung Suspension Bridge. The journey starts by crossing the pride of Situ Gunung, namely the 243-meter-long suspension bridge. Besides that, you will pass 8 bridges with the different levels of excitement. Even though you go through several trekking routes that are not easy, you don't need to worry because before leaving, you will be equipped with safety gears. After walking along the many bridges, you will pass a path as well as through a cliff that is about 8 meters high. The most extreme is that you will pass a bridge that can only be passed by one person, not to mention the considerable height. This trip will really boost your adrenaline. On the bridge, many visitors usually will take pictures, so the journey for about 1 hour doesn't feel tiring. Lembah Purba is open every day from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. on weekdays and to 5 p.m. on weekends. You can use your own vehicles to arrive at the parking area, then you will be escorted using a special bus until you arrive at the Lembah Purba post. What must be considered when exploring the Sukabumi Ancient Valley is to use comfortable and non-slippery footwear. Wear a jacket to keep out the cold air, and preferably in the morning so you have enough time to explore.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Tahun berganti tahun, waktu mengajakku tumbuh dewasa. Banyak suasana telah berubah karena hukum dan tuntutan dunia. Rindu memaksaku untuk kembali menengok kenangan masa kecilku yang penuh cinta dibalut kehangatan. Kini aku telah jauh berada. Rindu rumah, aku rindu pula, rindu yang tersayang, ayah dan ibu. Rindu rumah, aku rindu pula, rinduku disayang, sanak saudara. Rindu memaksaku untuk kembali menengok kenangan masa kecilku yang penuh cinta dibalut kehangatan. Kini aku telah jauh berada. Selalu pada mereka yang telah pergi menghadap Tuhan. Hanya lewat mimpi kita bertemu. Semoga tenang di rumah yang berbeda. Rindu
of Indonesia.
pergi dari hidupmu adalah jalan yang terbaik yang aku lakukan di waktu yang salah. Tiada ku sesali harus berpisah denganmu. Yang aku sesali adalah caranya. Selalu ku bertanya dalam hatiku, menyesalkah dulu engkau memilih aku, yang jerih payahnya tak pernah cukup untuk selalu memenangkanmu dalam hidup. Tuhan tolong sembuhkan hatinya dan maafkanlah aku. Jika akhirnya aku merasa dia tak jadi rumah untukku, benar dia bidadari yang ku patahkan sayapnya, yang ku harap bahagia bersamaku manusia biasa. Sejak awal kita memang tak setara. Mati-matianku memberimu cinta, namun bahasa cinta kita ternyata amat berbeda. Dia yang paling merdu ku simpan dalam sebuah lagu, tanpa sadar lebih dulu melukai hatiku. Tuhan tolong sembuhkan hatinya dan maafkanlah aku. Sayapnya yang ku harap bahagia bersamaku manusia biasa. Sejak awal kita memang tak setara. Dan maafkanlah aku. Jika akhirnya aku merasa dia tak jadi rumah untukku, benar dia bidadari yang ku patahkan sayapnya, yang ku bersamaku manusia biasa. Sejak awal kita memang tak setara. Sejak awal hidup kita memang tak setara. Sejak awal cinta kita tak setara. Dan maafkanlah aku. Jika akhirnya aku merasa dia tak.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Senja sudah lewat dan malam mulai pekat, saatnya rindu berbaris masuk kelas untuk belajar mengenal dendam. Kukumu panjang, kata ibu rindu.
Ini karena memang tak pernah dipangkal.
Kukumu panjang, kata ibu rindu.
Ini karena memang tak pernah dipangkal.
Tapi ibu rindu memang benar, rindu harus dibayar tuntas. Seperti kuku panjang yang mesti dipangkas tiap kali hendak masuk kelas.
Of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia. Of Indonesia.
Well, karena hari ini akan kita rindukan di hari nanti. Sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Bersenang-senanglah karena waktu ini akan kita banggakan di hari tua. Sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah kasih untuk masa depan. Sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah kasih.
When traveling to Cirebon, West Java, Indonesia during the month of Ramadan, you will see unique views, especially around Cirebon Grand Mosque and Cirebon Kasepuhan Palace. There are many traders selling typical foods to break the fast. Uniquely, almost all traders sell docang. Docang itself is a typical food for the people of Cirebon to break the fast. This culinary delight became known in the 15th century. Historically, this food was originally made by a group of people who didn't like the Islamic preaching activities by Wali Songo, or Nine Saints, that Islamized Java in the 15th and 16th centuries. So they make food that contains poison. However, when it was served to Wali Songo, the poison mixed into the food didn't react at all. On the contrary, after eating the dish, Wali Songo actually liked it. Listeners, docang comes from the words bodo, which means soybean based on jom, and kacang, which means beans. Docang consists of a mixture of rice cake pieces, grated coconut, cassava leaves, chives, beans, and crackers, which are then poured with a special sauce, namely dage or onjom sauce, made from tofu drags mixed with peanut press cake. As a complement, cayenne pepper is usually added to add a spicy taste. Docheong tastes fresh and tasty, especially because there are small white crackers sprinkled in one portion of this food. Docheong is a healthy food because it uses vegetables and doesn't use meat. Cirebon's typical culinary delights are delicious when served hot or warm. Usually, Cirebon people eat docheong for breakfast. However, during the month of Ramadan, this dish is usually eaten as a menu to break the fast. The price is quite cheap, only 10,000 to 15,000 rupiah, or 64 to 95 cents US dollar. Well, listeners, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Come on.
Voice of Indonesia.